My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. The face of buying and selling real estate, like everything else, has changed as technology changed. With the birth of the internet, buyers and sellers have immediate access to view or post listings worldwide. As a builder, I've been buying and selling real estate since '84. What I found to be consistently most helpful are good realtors. A good realtor is all about relationships and information. If you're able to find and cultivate a relationship with a compatible realtor who knows the area you're interested in well and understands what your needs are, you're golden. As an example, a realtor I've dealt with called me just the other day about a new listing they took on. It hadn't yet made it into the multiple listing service, the MLS. The MLS is a clearinghouse for realtors' listings statewide. By calling me first, they were doing me a favor by giving me first crack at a property they thought would interest me. They were working efficiently for their client, the seller, by immediately connecting with a known and potential buyer. They were doing themselves a favor by looking for a quick and simple sale. I took a look, put an offer down, and I'm waiting to hear back. If you decide to work with a realtor, you'll likely encounter a purchase and sales agreement. This is used when a buyer makes an offer. It's something of a roadmap to the sale. It names the buyer and seller, lists the amount of offer in terms, spells out contingencies and timeframes. The fifth page of this five-page form is for counteroffers. It's relatively simple. In addition to the purchase and sales agreement, there's a one-page lead paint disclosure and a one-page real estate brokerage relationship form. That form explains main law with regard to the various brokerage services a broker may offer. There's also a seven-page property disclosure. That one covers what is and isn't known with regard to water, sewer, heating system, and hazardous material. Hazardous material includes information on underground storage tanks, asbestos, radon in both water and air, and the most recent addition to the hazardous material list, methamphetamine. How's that for a statement on the times? Take your time going over the forms and use them as a place to start. Your own due diligence in collecting information will prove to be the safest bet. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.